Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Bruce Squires is the president of Mac Kids Hospital and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm good, thanks. I hope you're doing well as well.
I'm doing fine. What is the scenario right now in Mac Kids Hospital when it comes to pediatric surgery wait times?
Well, the scenario is certainly unfortunate for the children and youth and the families who are waiting for surgery. We have nearly 2,100 children and youth that are on a wait list, identified as needing a surgery. That number itself is really concerning. But the place I think that's most troubling to me and to our teams is that 65% of those, more than 1,400 kids, have already passed the recommended wait time for them to receive that surgery. And that's where we're in a worse position than any other place in the province. And I'll also highlight that's a much higher number than it is for adults. So children and youth are more likely to have already passed the recommended time for their surgical procedure than an adult counterpart.
So when that happens, what is the impact? And are they automatically pushed to the front of the line?
Well, we certainly do our best to get to those kids as quickly as possible, always weighing the individual implications and the urgency for the individual case. But, you know, what does it mean? I mean, in the short term, anytime a child or youth is waiting for a surgical procedure, their life is affected. It might be that they're dealing with pain. That pain may mean that they are not able to, or they struggle to attend school. They might not be able to participate the way they would like in surgical in sports or in other social activities. Really, the things that are all about being a kid. It's certainly for their parents in the moment, it's also extremely concerning and anxiety provoking. So that's in the kind of the immediate. The long-term implications, of course, when a recommended surgery is delayed for a child, that can have impact on their future development. Often these things are really targeted around a developmental window. That could be a physical developmental window. It could be emotional. And, you know, when we miss those, in some cases, that means that it will impact the future of that child. And that's what I think in many ways the most concerning thing about children and youth waiting for surgery.
Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML is Bruce Squires, president of McMaster Children's Hospital, saying that pediatric surgery wait time at Mac Kids is the longest in Ontario. 1,400 of these patients have already passed the recommended wait time to have their surgery done. How long is this wait? Give us a sense of how long these patients are waiting. Is it weeks? Is it months?
Well, it varies by child, but certainly for many of them, those kids, that can be many, many months that they're having to wait for that surgery, well beyond, again, what would be recommended. You know, Rick, if I could, I do want to highlight that I'm although extremely concerned about this situation, I have some hope. First of all, the recent budget, the government did announce that they would be dedicating additional funding to ensuring really the right sizing of the children's health system, and so we're working closely with government on a number of specific measures, and really hoping that we're going to see those funded and implemented in short order, which will help us to get at this wait list. I'll also highlight that just this week we opened a brand new brand new same day overnight unit, which is going to allow us to provide surgery to kids who traditionally might have needed an inpatient bed at the hospital, and therefore sometimes might have found their surgery canceled because we're so pressured for inpatient beds. But now they'll stay in a brand new unit where they'll just stay overnight and be able to be discharged home in the morning. So, you know, I'm hopeful that very hopeful that we're going to see some progress in the near future to help to get these children and youth receiving their surgery and other care at the right time in the right place in the best interests of their current life and their future.
In saying that, we only got about 30 seconds. Are there any cases of these patients going elsewhere to get their surgeries being done?
Yeah, certainly that does happen. We try to do that in where it's helpful, again, to ensure a really urgent, time-sensitive, perhaps life-threatening surgery is available, where patients and families may go to another institution, and sometimes they'll come here from another area for a similar reason. So that can happen. Unfortunately, the entire province is pressured from the perspective of the child and youth health system. And so we need to right size really provincially.
Bruce, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.